Oh, yes. The gift that keeps on giving. It is holiday season, so we are back here for bonus episode this week, a bonus holiday episode, yes. Because today we're going to be ranking the Office Christmas episode. It's been a while since we did an actual Office episode.
Yeah, it has been. I think it was like when we were in our last studio, right?
Yeah.
I was trying to think back.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, you remember when we first started this podcast, we didn't like really know what theme or genre we're going to make it. So like that was right. One of the ideas is that we were just going to be an Office podcast. And then we're like, we can't really do that. And then we thought it would just be a wrestling podcast or something. And then we tried mixing it in there with talking about, you know, a bunch of different stuff on our podcast. And then it eventually became right. The society podcast it is today.
Right.
But yeah.
Because you don't see very many Office podcasts besides the Office ladies.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's a and it is kind of a niche group, which is why we wanted to do a special bonus episode for The Office.
Yes.
Yeah, so how do you want to start this? You want to just start with number 7?
Yeah, so there's 7 episodes, so we rank them all from 1 to 7, being like, I guess, what we think is the best to, not necessarily the worst, just better than the others,
yeah.
I guess you should say.
So how we came up with this list is basically The Office is in our household on loop 24/7. So yeah, we're always watching The Office, and of course, recently for the seasons, you know, we get into the special Halloween episodes, the Christmas episodes. There's really not any Thanksgiving episodes.
There is not one Office Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah,
just clarify that.
If you want some good Thanksgiving comedy episodes, watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine has a lot of good Thanksgiving episodes, and
yes.
So does Rick and Morty has a few good Thanksgiving episodes, I mm-hmm. believe. Anyway, so yeah, we came up. Just how we do our list is I come up with my list, you come up with your list, and then we basically
meet in the middle.
Yeah, we discuss how we're going to meet in the middle and why, you know, certain things belong in certain places.
Right.
So, yeah, number 7.
So, number 7 we have at Christmas Party. That's going to be from season 2. I think the reason why this one deserves the 7th spot is because season 2, they were just starting out. They didn't really get it. You know, I feel like they didn't very many aspects to put into it.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like it deserves the 7th spot.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those. There wasn't really any big moments. I mean,
yeah.
What were the biggest moments? I guess.
I guess one of the main things was Secret Santa, and Michael had gotten his $3,000 bonus.
Right, and it was just basically all around the iPod.
That's pretty much what it was.
Yeah.
So he was, you know, obsessed, you know, with the fact that he got Ryan as his Secret Santa, got him this expensive iPod.
Yeah.
Which at the time was a big deal.
Yeah. Like I was telling you, like now I automatically, like iPod is already out of our heads, you
right.
know, in society. Now I want to say iPad every time I say it.
Right.
Like he got Ryan an iPad,
yeah.
You know, it would probably be equivalent to that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is also the episode that stands importance, basically up
stands
until
importance.
The I guess yeah they basically they bring it up close towards the end of the seasons too, like towards the end of the show, is the teapot
oh yes
that
Jim
got for Pam.
Yeah,
that
old
was basically just
fiasco.
Being yeah, yeah it was just being hopped around
it, yeah
yeah
because that's what I mean. At one point I had gotten confused or I forgot, I don't know what happened, but I was like, why would Jim give Pam a teapot if he knows it's going to be a Secret Santa? Well, that was a spontaneous thing too, right?
Right, right, yes. And then it turned out that was when this episode took a turn, because it went from Secret Santa to Michael so upset that he only received a hand-sewn oven mitt from Phyllis that he leaves, comes back with this brilliant idea to do Yankee Swap instead,
right,
which is
right.
another type of Christmas game.
Right.
And then that's how everybody's gifts start getting passed around.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Michael.
Oh, hey. For me. What is in here? Oh, come on.
I knitted it for you.
An oven mitt? Okay.
So Phyllis is basically saying, hey, Michael, I know you did a lot to help the office this year, but I only care about you a homemade oven mitt's worth. I gave Ryan an iPod.
I mean, in retrospect, it's still a good episode, you know, but when you have to, you know,
yeah.
list all of these, I guess that's a good thing. It gets better from here. If that was the mm-hmm. first Christmas episode and it's ranked number 7, it gets better from here, because number 6 is Christmas Wishes from season 8.
Christmas wishes. That's when Andy is in charge. Michael.
Yeah.
Which is the sucky part.
Yeah.
So this is when Andy's in charge and he's wanting to grant everybody's wishes in the office. One of the main wishes that he's in charge of granting is having to take Meredith home. And so throughout this, because she gets drunk, right? So to be a designated driver. And then this is kind of around the time when Andy is still kind of debating on if he likes Aaron or not.
Right.
And, Robert California is like trying to like get in her pants, it seems like. So he's literally like stalking her throughout this whole episode.
Yeah. But see, I still don't know if that was the goal.
I don't think so.
Trying.
No, I don't think it was.
Yeah.
I think he just felt like he, because.
But that's Robert California's character. I mean, he's like that with everybody.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
And, yeah. And I think Robert California had just gone through his breakup with his wife. And so he's kind of like, you know, feeling lonely too. So I think that's just what that was about.
Yeah, see, that was a weird scenario.
Yeah.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that and then what else happened?
It was just mainly revolved around the Christmas party that was occurring. So it wasn't really like, there wasn't a secret Santa. There wasn't,
A while, all these office episodes get jumbled in my head.
They really do. It has a lot to do with
on this one.
It has a lot to do with that Michael wasn't there. That I think had a lot to do with why it was different.
Yeah,
why it was a different Christmas episode.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to say, come here.
Oh, okay. I'm so happy you guys are together. Okay.
And you both have such beautiful hair.
Thank you.
I hope you guys get married. And who knows, maybe at the wedding I meet someone.
Okay.
And later on tonight, I hope I see you guys kiss. Okay, well, I'm gonna go do another reverse spin. That's how the cool kids say, get a drink.
And then number five, we have Dwight Christmas with How Could Anyone Forget Belschnickel?
With the legendary Belschnickel.
Yeah, so another one. I guess this was the only... Oh, God, I'm twirling my wine over here, and I just spilled it all over my hand.
Oh, God.
This is the only other one without Michael, correct?
Yes, this is. This is more based around the fact that Christmas, I guess, nobody's really the Christmas spirit. So when they come into the office one day, they realize, hey, we're supposed to have a Christmas party, and they have nothing planned. And so it's Dwight's brilliant idea to create Dwight Christmas. And that's when Belschnickel arrives and decides if you're impish and starts slapping people impish. And then my favorite part when he's slapping everybody with the broom is when Meredith like turns around and bends over and she's like, I've been pretty impish.
Yeah.
She just wants to get slapped. She's so funny.
And then I remember I was asking you yesterday. I was like, which office Christmas episode is it where Meredith gets like super drunk? And you're like, she gets drunk every Christmas episode.
Literally. Yeah, she really does. She finds every opportunity to drink.
Yeah. So yeah, number five, Dwight Christmas. That was great.
Judgment is nigh, for the Belschnickel is nigh.
Yes, he is finally nigh.
I am nigh.
Every year, my grandfather would dress up as Belschnickel at Christmas. He was okay at it. I am great. You know, they say some people were born to be bad. Well, I was born to be Belschnickel.
Yes.
And then number four is Classy Christmas. Bring back Michael Scott in there. Mm-hmm. And of course, yes, this was a Christmas where he wanted everything to be fancy. He even dressed up like, honestly, that was a cool, like, fancy Santa outfit.
It was.
Too,
it definitely was. Because
he wants to impress Holly.
Holly's coming back. This is also the episode where they do... Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking of a different one.
Yeah, see, I told you after a while it gets all jumbled
in. It really
in there.
Does.
Is this the one where Daryl falls through the table?
No.
Oh.
That is not. That is Dwight Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
see,
we forgot
that
to
was
mention
Dwight
that
Christmas.
One. Yeah, so Daryl is drinking his self away this entire episode because he thinks that Jim's not going to get him a job at Athlete.
Right.
When, you know, Jim just hasn't brought it up to him yet. So that's when at the end he's like, hey, and he comes up to him and he's like, oh, hey, what's up, Daryl? Hey, I forgot to tell you, you know, I talked to the team. They're going to be bringing you on. He's like, that's great. And then as he does, turns around, he's like, ooh. Falls through the food table.
Yes,
and
that's
just
on the Dwight Christmas episode. Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
And then that's when Dwight, that's like the very last line. Dwight's like very impish.
Yes.
I love it.
Oh, so, yeah. So back to the Classy Christmas.
Yeah.
Honestly, we might do a live swap right there, because now that I'm thinking about it, I think the Dwight Christmas, Dwight.
Ooh, live
Christmas.
Swap. Christmas.
So yeah, let's switch it. I'm gonna say Classy Christmas number 5, Dwight Christmas number 4.
Yes.
Yeah, we can do that, people. Live switch on the air.
It's fabulous. I love what you did.
Isn't it wonderful? We love it here. Don't you love it? All right, let me show you to your desk. I show you to your desk.
Watch out for my guns. They're both loaded.
What kind of guns do you have? These shooters? Oh.
Number 3 is Secret Santa. So this starts off with Michael coming into the office dressed as Santa, only to realize that Jim has already given Phyllis the okay to be Santa. And, yeah, you know how that goes.
So this is one of those ones where this Secret Santa was my number one.
It was.
And then, of course, we had to compromise and then see. And then it was actually after we watched the number one episode that I was like, okay, yeah, this has to be number one. But
yeah.
Yeah, so for now, Secret Santa is number 3. And yes, that just the whole concept of Phyllis being granted, you know, being able to be Santa, and then, you know, Michael just throwing a fit about it. And it just one of the funniest lines of any of all these Christmas episodes is a line that we can't even say and we can't even show, because that's definitely an episode that is could be on the line of canceled nowadays.
Cancellation.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, Mindy Kaling came out and said that if, you know, and I guess it was an interview, podcast, I don't know, when you hear people say things, they just said it, people, you know? Yeah. You never know. That's the thing. You always hear, oh, they said this, but you never hear, like, really where it's from.
You could have been walking by her on the street
And be like, hey, yeah, if The Office is on now, it would be canceled. Yeah, that's basically literally what she said.
Literally.
While somebody was walking down the street. yeah, but this is just, yeah, this is one of my favorite Office episodes, period.
Oh, yeah.
And Secret Santa.
And during this episode, too, is when Andy's basically doing all that he can to not, because Aaron comes in with scratches on her face and announces, whoever's my Secret Santa is giving me the 12 days of Christmas, please stop.
Yes, that's like one of the, another one of the funniest parts is like her face. She's like, please stop.
Yes. So sad. And so he goes the whole episode trying to like not get her to figure it out. And then, you know, at this point, Michael's so upset because Phyllis is maintaining Santa. He's not. Yeah. And so he just ends up blurting out, you know, oh, Andy had Aaron. And so
he gave it away. It
becomes so awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh. Great episode.
Pretty,
great episode.
Pretty classic.
Here's Santa. Hey, little girl, what would you like for Christmas? Ooh, you have been a very naughty girl, I see.
Michael, we already have a Santa, Phyllis.
What the hell is going on?
And number 2 is Moroccan Christmas.
Moroccan Christmas. She's burning.
She's burning. Now, this is the main one I was talking about when we were talking yesterday. I was referring to where Meredith gets drunk and she gets the way she's dancing when she's caught on fire.
Literally.
And then we just, like, it's like The Office. It's like, it's still like the gift that keeps on giving full circle is, you know, just the things we still, like, notice, you know, all these years
later, all this time of seeing it so many times,
that it was Stanley's hand on the corner of the screen going, she's burning. So that's like our new inside joke or insider that we say.
Yeah,
that's great. And they have to have a whole intervention for Meredith,
basically.
And then you got Phyllis. Phyllis,
she's like
bullying Angela
right
throughout the whole, because she's in charge of the party planning committee at this point, right?
Mm-hmm. The PPC.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, this intervention part is honestly one of my favorites, when they have all of them sitting, you know, in a circle with their pillows and, you know, their pita bread and hummus, like, because it's all on theme. And then you have... They're basically trying to get Meredith to admit that she has an addiction. She's like, okay, I admit it. I do have an addiction to porn.
Oh, so this is what every day would be like if you hadn't left India.
She's burning.
Oh,
my God.
We got a live one. On fire!
Oh, And you want to announce number one?
Yes, at number one, the number one spot that took some debating, but after watching it and realizing...
being a two-parter.
Yeah, it's the two-parter, yeah.
And we rewatched it with the extended cut.
Right, we did, yes. Is Benihana Christmas.
Yeah, number one. It was tough. Yes. It was tough, people. It was tough to rank them, but yeah, Benihana Christmas has to be the number one office. Yes. Christmas episode, of course, mm-hmm. part one and two. If yes. you watch the extended cut, it's combined, so which is cool. It's like almost an hour long episode. It's right. like 47 minutes.
Right. Yeah. So Michael's all depressed because Carol broke up with him. So Andy figures, you know, let me cheer you up. Let's go out to Benihana. Takes Dwight and Jim.
Yeah.
Remember when Dwight
talk about cancelable episode.
Right.
But I mean, that's the nostalgic love of The Office.
Exactly.
Honestly.
Yes. You know? Yes. So while at Benihana, you have the other workers at the office trying to plan a party, but planning two different parties. So you got Karen and Pam tag teaming, and then you have Angela trying to throw her boring ass party. As always. So,
yeah, so it's like the competing parties.
Yeah, they are competing.
What was it? So you have the party planning committee and
the committee
for
plan parties.
To plan parties, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So just super, super funny. Dwight at Benihana. Michael over here.
That's a funny but also awkward part is because, like, why wouldn't that couple just be like, oh, yeah, let's just scoot over?
Obviously, just but, for the show.
Yeah.
It's just like in any other real life situation, it's just like, can you just scoot over?
Right, right.
Yeah. But, and then, you know, they end up bringing the workers back to the office party, and yeah, that just gets awkward after that.
Bros before hoes. Why? Because your bros are always there for you, they have got your back. After your hoe rips your heart out for no good reason. And you were nothing but great to your hoe. And you told her that she was the only hoe for you. And that she was better than all the other hoes in the world. And then suddenly she's not your hoe no mo.
Yeah, if I could say my favorite part from the Benihana Christmas, it's just the whole bike fiasco. Like, when he comes in with the bike, and then he ends up giving it to one of the waitresses, and
yes.
then, well, and then, yeah, that's the cringy part, is, like I said, the cancelable part is, you know, mixing them up.
Yes, because the show did it itself by, obviously, when they're at the restaurant, they invite the workers, waitresses that were helping them, and then it's visibly not the same ones when they arrived back at the office.
Literally, yeah.
So
noticeably
not.
I mean,
them.
I think that's the joke and the theme throughout the episode, which is kind of like, ooh.
Yeah, ooh.
But it's The Office, you know. The Office. Uh-huh. I feel like The Office, like people know, obviously, the shit that you know
yes,
they pulled and
said
it just
and
gets
done.
Passed.
Yeah,
it's best.
It really does. And I feel
it's a
like
show.
I feel like The Office like basically came and went at like the perfect time, because when The Office was ending was kind of when, like how you said, like social media
was
boom
the social media
was
boom
happening.
Was happening right
exactly.
when The Office was ending.
And I think that would have been bad if they would have continued as far as
yeah
for any further than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
because
once it's yeah, sorry, just once it's been said and done and it's already, you know, on streaming, people still watch it, people love it, you can't do anything about it now, like
right so. Yeah, because I think that, you know, there was probably a lot of people at the time that felt certain ways about the things they were doing, but that there was no social media to where every voice can be heard. If you heard anyone, it was one person in your group that was like, I don't like that show because
right.
of this and that,
right?
And it's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah,
but it was just one person. And then when the social media boom happened, it's like that one person, you know, is everywhere, so
yes.
of course
go
the
out
masses
and get the attention of everybody else
exactly
by expressing their feelings this way.
Yeah, but this I feel like The Office is like gonna be like our generation's classic. It's gonna be our Andy Griffith show or whatever. You know, like, yeah, it's gonna be our classic.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I'm always gonna love The Office. Uh-huh. But yeah, I'm glad we got to do a little Christmas ranking.
Yes, it was fun.
Yeah,
I wish there was more Christmas episodes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
I can understand only one to a season.
Yeah,
basically.
How many? We did a Halloween ranking a while back, like I think like the first or second year we did the podcast.
Right.
But how many? Is there more Halloween episodes than there are Christmas? I feel like there's more Christmas episodes.
I feel like there is more Christmas. There's not very many Halloween.
Yeah, and then the Christmas episodes, some of them are two parts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go check them out, people. And, yeah, let us know which ones are your favorite.
Yes.
which one would be your number one. But Benihana Christmas remains our number one. And yeah, Moroccan Christmas number two, and then Secret Santa number three. Top three right there. But yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. We hope you enjoyed this bonus office ranking episode. Who knows? Maybe if we check under the tree, maybe Santa will bring another bonus episode here pretty soon. So yeah, check it out. If you haven't, check out our last episode if you haven't either. Thank you. We love you. Merry Christmas. Good night.